Well, checking sports, first of all, the Iowa Association of Track Coaches weekly cross-country individual rankings look like this. Among those that are ranked this week, Class 1A girls, Jeanette Schraft of East Mills is top-rated this week, with Emma Lucas of Bedford right behind at number 2. ACGC sophomore Kate Crawford is number 4 this week. Ella Waddle of Panorama is ranked 6th. Also, Peyton Poggi of Tri-Center is 16th, and Taylor Spohr of Logan Magnolia ranked 18th. In the Class 1A boys listings, Evan Wilson of Exira EHK ranks 2nd this week. Jerry Jorgensen of Trainer is 3rd in the state, with Bryson Wallace of Nottoway Valley ranked 6th. Tyler Braheny of Nottoway Valley is ranked 10th. Noah Nelson, a junior from ACGC, is ranked 14th in this week's poll, while Josh Bowdler of Nottoway Valley is ranked 19th, and Skylar Rawlings of Nottoway Valley is 25th. Also, Dalton Fisher, senior from AHSTW, ranked 27th in this week's list. In 2A, girls, Carly Larson of Underwood is ranked 4th, while Alexa McCunn of Red Oak is 30th. And in 2A boys, Adam Thompson of Southwest Iowa is ranked 15th. Gage Gravy of Missouri Valley is 22nd, and his teammate Jordan Hustak is 29th. Also in 3A girls, Reagan Anderson of Denison ranked 7th in this week's poll. Well, the Iowa defense is preparing to face multiple quarterbacks this week when they host Illinois. Jeff George Jr. will get his first start for the Illini after Chase Crouch started the first 4 games of the season. Hawkeye linebacker Josie Jewell discussed that yesterday.
You know, you got to be ready for either one of them. I'm sure they're probably going to use a little bit of both of them. The other quarterback's a good runner, so, I mean, they can use them on different packages, whether it's short yardage or down the hot zone. So you got to be ready for both of them. I think, you know, watching a little tape on them will help. But, you know, this guy hasn't had a ton of snaps, so just got to be ready for anything.
Crouch is more of a running threat. George, more of a classic pocket passer. Now, the Hawkeyes are 0-2 in the Big Ten after a loss at Michigan State, but Jewell says there's no panic.
I mean, yeah, you got to move on to the next game. Just like anything, you know, in life, if you have something, a bad day, you know, you got to move on to the next one. Take the positives away from it. Understand what you did right. Understand what you did wrong. Fix them. Go on to the next day with, you know, a new look on it. And try to become the best player and the best team you can possibly be.
A fellow linebacker, Ben Neiman, says those two quarterbacks for the Illini have contrasting styles and says the change of quarterback has forced the Hawkeyes to adjust their game plan.
It changes your preparation, but, you know, I think it's good we found out early in the week versus, you know, on game day or, you know, later on. So we can change, you know, our front adjustments and things like that.
The change is designed to jumpstart an Illini offense that struggled during the first month of the season.
You know, they're talented guys. You know, they have scholarship players just like us, and you have to show up every game ready to compete or you're going to get exposed and give up big plays. So we're not looking at that at all.
You can catch all that action Saturday morning here on KJAN. Early game, it's an 11 a.m. kickoff at historic Kinnick Stadium. We'll have the pregame show starting at 9 o'clock Saturday morning here on the radio. University of Nebraska Omaha Athletic Director Trev Alberts has turned down an interview for the vacant athletic director's job at Nebraska. Alberts wrote in an email to the Omaha Athletic Department staff Wednesday that the Nebraska search firm contacted him and that after prayerful consideration, he let the firm know that he would not be a candidate. The Nebraska job has been open since Sean Eichhorst was fired 2 weeks ago. Alberts was an All-American football player at Nebraska in the early 1990s. The 47-year-old Alberts said in an email that he had never pursued another job in his 8 years at Omaha and that there is unfinished business left to do. Omaha completed its transition from Division II to Division I in 2015-16. Alberts did not immediately return a phone message. In news around the Big Ten, Michigan State and Michigan renew their contentious rivalry this weekend under the lights at the Big House in Ann Arbor. Michigan State made last year's score, a 32-23 loss, respectable amid a dreadful season. But for the first time in a decade, Coach Mark D'Antonio, the Spartans have found themselves as the clear underdog against the Wolverines. Seventh-ranked Michigan is allowing the fewest yards per game in the nation. 8th-ranked TCU and 23rd-ranked West Virginia play in the only game Saturday matching top 25 teams, and that highlights the Big 12 news as the Horned Frogs and Mountaineers came into the Big 12 together in 2012, and their first 3 meetings as conference foes were all decided on the final play. This is the last weekend that any Big 12 teams have an open date, with 15th-ranked Oklahoma State and Baylor not playing this weekend. Also in football news, an NCAA committee is developing a proposal that would eliminate a school's ability to essentially block an athlete from transferring. The NCAA says the Division I Council could introduce legislation as early as January. An idea to allow some undergraduate athletes to switch schools will be immediately eligible to compete will be considered. In NFL news, Chiefs coach Andy Reid denounced cornerback Marcus Peters' direction of profanities at fans during Monday night's game against Washington, saying, "We can't go in that direction." Reed says the situation, which was caught on camera, has been addressed. But he declined to say Wednesday what kind of punishment, if any, was set out and refused to take questions. Peters was burned for a pair of touchdowns by the Redskins during the Chiefs' 29-20 victory. After the game, he spoke for about 50 seconds in another profanity-filled exchange with reporters. He called his performance a hella weak before saying he was going to go get loaded and leaving the locker room. Peters drew the ire of some fans for sitting during the national anthem again. He stood for a moment of silence to honor the victims of the Las Vegas shooting. Quarterback Andrew Luck finally appeared on the Indianapolis Colts practice field Wednesday after missing every offseason workout, all of training camp, and the team's first four regular season games. Luck was cleared to stretch with teammates, participate in some quarterback drills, and throw a few passes at less than full velocity as he tries to return from surgery on his throwing shoulder. Coach Chuck Pagano has already said Luck won't play Sunday against winless San Francisco. Also in NFL quarterback news, Titans coach Mike Mularkey remains hopeful that Marcus Mariota will play Sunday against Miami despite a strained hamstring. Mariota was hurt in last weekend's loss to Houston and has been limited in practice, stretching and throwing passes during the open portion of the workouts. The Titans signed Brandon Weeden to a one-year deal Tuesday as a third quarterback, giving the team another option that is familiar with the team's offense. Well, Saturday's makeup game between 13th-ranked Miami and Florida State could again be impacted by poor weather. Officials from both schools and the ACC are monitoring Tropical Depression 16, which is expected to turn into Tropical Storm or Hurricane Nate by the weekend. The game was originally scheduled for September 16th, but was postponed due to Hurricane Irma. A Georgia Tech men's basketball coach, Josh Pastner, has signed a one-year contract extension through the 2022-23 season after exceeding expectations in his debut season. Pastner was named Atlantic Coast Conference Coach of the Year after leading Georgia Tech to a 21-16 record and a spot in the NIT final. Justin Thomas has been voted PGA Tour Player of the Year for his remarkable season of five victories, his first major championship, and the $10 million FedEx Cup title. Thomas all but locked up the award when he closed with a 66 at Eastlake and was runner-up at the Tour Championship to capture the FedEx Cup. His five victories included the PGA Championship and a FedEx Cup playoff event, and he set the Tour's 72-hole scoring record at the Sony Open. Two-time PGA winner Xander Schauffele was voted Tour Rookie of the Year. Well, the Arizona Diamondbacks have moved into the National League Division Series for the first time in 6 years, putting the Wild in the wild card game. Paul Goldschmidt belted a three-run homer, and Jake Lamb was 4-for-4 with three runs scored as the D-backs outscored the Rockies 11-8 at Phoenix. Goldschmidt opened the scoring with a first-inning blast, but the Diamondbacks squandered most of a 6-0 lead before getting two-run triples from pitcher Archie Bradley in the seventh inning and A.J. Pollock in the eighth. Bradley's triple came off after the Rockies got within 6-5. Colorado later pulled within 8-7 before Pollock tripled and scored on a single by Jeff Mathis. Ketel Marte drove in a run with one of his two triples, and Daniel Descalso added a two-run homer for the Diamondbacks as they earn a series matchup against the Dodgers. The Chicago Cubs have set their rotation for the National League Division Series against Washington, but the Nationals have a major question mark among their starters. Kyle Hendricks is expected to pitch the opener on Friday, followed by John Lester, Jose Quintana, and Jake Arrieta. Hendricks missed part of June and July with pain in the middle finger of his right hand, but he had a 2.19 ERA in his final 13 starts after the All-Star break. Hendricks is 2-2 with a 2.67 ERA and five career starts against Washington. Lester started the opener in each of Chicago's three playoff series last year and is 9-7 with a 2.63 ERA in 22 postseason games in his career. Steven Strasburg is likely to start Game 1 for the Nationals, but manager Dusty Baker hasn't set his rotation as he awaits a medical update on Max Scherzer. The two-time Cy Young Award winner tweaked his right hamstring in his last start on September 30th and had to leave after 3 1/3 innings. He was expected to throw a bullpen session Wednesday, but instead worked off of flat ground before a lengthy chat with the team trainer and then walked off the field. General manager Mike Rizzo said the team hasn't determined when Scherzer will start against the Cubs. And the NHL's 100th season has begun with a loss by the two-time defending Stanley Cup champions, an easy victory by one of the league's original teams, and a hat trick for the reigning scoring champ. The Pittsburgh Penguins raised their fifth championship banner before absorbing a 5-4 overtime loss to St. Louis last night. Patrick Marleau scored twice, and Frederik Andersen turned back 35 shots as the Maple Leafs whipped the Jets 7-2 at Winnipeg last night. And also Wayne Simmonds registered a hat trick, scoring the last two goals in the Flyers' 5-3 win at San Jose. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.